Good morning. It's February 28th, and this is Doing Life, Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the Audible version of the book by the same name. Today's title is Pascal's Wager. And I promise you, I'm not going to sing today. Yesterday may be the last day that ever happens. If there is a God, he is infinitely incomprehensible. Since having neither parts nor limits, he has no affinity to us. We are then incapable of knowing either what he is or if he is. Blaise Pascal, 1662. There is a common thread whenever I have a discussion with an atheist about God. By definition, the atheist has a belief system, just as surely as I do as a Christian. He believes that there is no supernatural, intelligent creator, just as firmly as I believe that there is. One would think that an impasse. Not long ago, I was having this sort of discussion with an atheist colleague of mine. Unlike the agnostic, who is unsure if there is or isn't a God, the atheist is quite sure, despite his or her inability to prove a negative. Surprisingly, he was not familiar with Blaise Pascal, the 17th century mathematician, physicist, philosopher, and Catholic theologian. One of the inventors of the mechanical calculator, he was also known for pioneering work in geometry at age 16, and for later work with Pierre de Fermat on probability theory, which influenced modern thought on economics and social theory. After a religious experience in 1654, Pascal began to write on theology and philosophy, and one of his most famous works, published posthumously, was called Pensées. It may seem less remarkable now than it was in the 17th century, but Pascal's writing incorporated perhaps the first formal use of probability and decision-making theory, pragmatism, existentialism, and volunteerism. Feel free to wiki them all should you be so inclined. But the gist of what became known as Pascal's Wager is this: humans bet with their lives on whether or not God exists. A similar idea had been posited by Pope Innocent III as early as the 12th century, and much more recently by C.S. Lewis in his radio addresses, later compiled as Mere Christianity. His logic was as follows. Number one, God is or is not. Number two, in short, heads or tails, as in a coin flip. Number three, wagering is mandated in life. Number four, weighing gain or loss for either option. If you gain, you gain all. If you lose, you lose nothing. Number five, if there are equal chances of gain or loss, and the possibility of infinite gain, wager that he is. Number six, those who do not or feel they cannot believe should endeavor to convince themselves. Pascal contends that while humankind can discern an enormous amount of truth through reason and the scientific method, of which he was one of the most articulate and ardent proponents, on the question of God, we are simply forced to gamble. Believing in God, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. An atheist who does not believe has nothing to gain and everything to lose. Many today would use the expression a leap of faith in reference to such a gamble. Maybe. For me, not a very big leap. Over 40 years, I have seen thousands of 6 week pregnancies looking like peanuts on ultrasound turn into fully formed little people at 10 weeks, delivered thousands of babies, and seen my own children grow and mature. My undergraduate degrees in evolutionary biology, and yet the complexity and intricate patterns of the natural universe, from the subatomic to the cosmologic, constantly reinforce my belief in the Creator. So go ahead, make your bet. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonders of the universe with which we are surrounded every day. Let the Holy Spirit use those everyday miracles to lead the lost back to you through your Son, and recognize there is infinite gain to be had. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.